This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, I've always wanted to say this, but war power has been restored. So what course, please, Captain Admiral? That's right, Kirk became an admiral, so it's what course, Admiral? All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are... Yes, the walls came down. Yeah, I love that song, by the way, and always makes me think, again, remember what happened to Jericho? And I think I said this the other night. Remember what happened to Jericho? And tell me again, you want to attack Israel? Okay, well, lots of luck with that one. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, warp power has been restored. Since that I've always wanted to say that. We are free and clear to navigate. Because we are able to get our systems back. And sorry about that. That does happen, and certainly I know that it's weather-related here. But we're definitely glad, at least for the time being, to be operating at full capacity. So that knocked our telephones out as well earlier in the broadcast. So if you were holding on at that time, and it suddenly all just sort of disappeared, that's the reason. That's the reason. But I think we're going to be okay, hopefully, from here on in. And once again, folks, thanks so much. Thanks for your encouragement, and also thanks for your patience on that. But that is sometimes, that's the radio business. That's what happens when sometimes you get a glitch, or you get some other external issue. Something gets cut, something gets... undone, that's not supposed to be undone, and you have no control over it. And thanks to everybody who helped us scramble with this tonight. So, all right. So, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, and I'm going to give out the telephone number. You know why? Because I can. I can. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, and we do have a caller who was holding on. We do have Bob who was holding on. Bob, sorry you got cut off earlier, but nothing we could do about that. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad. All right, so do you have a question for us this morning or a comment real quick that you want to make?
Yeah, there's two items very important. First, to get the gas and diesel down to $1.99 a gallon.
Yeah, you've mentioned this
Venezuela.
Before. You've mentioned this.
But before. But also I want to bring up there's supposed to be a solar warning in July of 2025.
Okay.
Of, 115 sunspots.
Okay.
That will appear 6 months after the new president sworn in, and capable of not only knocking out all communication like you just had, but burning down the transformers in six places around America, leading to 90% of the American people dying in 1 year. Now, what we've got to do is we've got to get the transformers from China. They're about two stories high. They'll cost millions of dollars, but not even half as much as what we spent on the Ukraine. We've got to get those transformers from China,
okay,
put them in position next to the six power points in this country. So if the solar flares in July of 2025, under whoever the new president is, he'll be able to say, ladies and gentlemen, we're installing the new transformers. They'll be up in an hour or so, and all communications will come back to the country.
My pleasure to tell you
that 90% of Americans will not die in the next year.
Well, I mean, that's extraordinary.
This is the most important thing I've ever called your show about.
Yeah.
The urgent, and Alex Jones put this on his show.
Well, I'm not too interested in what's going on there, but I'll ask you this, though. How do we know that these only come from China? In other words, we couldn't manufacture this ourselves, or we couldn't insulate.
If we knew this was coming, we could insulate these transformers. The facts are that these transformers, about two stories high, are manufactured in China. That's where we got them from. But we don't have spares. And I think now that, the president meets the leader of China, I think it's a very opportune time for us to take a few billion dollars and order, maybe 10, 20 more of them. In case the solar event's going to happen with 115 solar sunspots
and
really heavy duty.
And they know, and they can predict with that much accuracy what the sun's going to be doing a year and a half from now. Basically, they know that it's going to happen.
Well, the magnitude of this event, because normally we don't have anywhere near 115 solar flares, so they're predicting this is a big magnitude event that can knock out all communication, knock out the transformers, basically kill America. So, that's why I'm calling your show.
Well, I appreciate the call.
This is now going out on your show over the air to millions of Americans. So hopefully they'll call up their senators and congressmen and ask them to do this.
Okay.
To buy these from. So this is the most important call I've ever made to your show.
All right.
And I'm very happy. Very happy through your show to make your show the most important famous show right now in the United States.
Well, Bob, thank you so much. All right. Well, hopefully that this solar event is not going to be a terrible thing, but we appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon. But we got to go because we're hitting the break. So take care, Bob. Thanks again.
Have a great night and stay warm.
Thank you. You too. All right, everybody. We're going to come right back right after this. And it has been quite a day today. I can tell you about the day I had before this whole thing happened tonight with the communications. I don't know. But it's all good. And we are here. And you are there. And we are coming back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We are back, folks. A little bit of Abacab bringing you back in this morning here, and we're made it into the 5 o'clock hour here. Well, we're starting to go through the 5 o'clock hour, which is hour number 4 of the program. 5 is 4, 4 is 5, and again, just revert to Bidenomics math in order to square how 4 is 5 and 5 is 4. That's all you got to know. And I don't know. Well, it depends on how you feel about it, I guess. All right, let's head right over to the telephone. Line one just lit up. We got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary in St. Pete. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm so glad you're in California, and I'll give the weather a crack.
Okay.
Speaking of solar flares, you've got a wonderful man over there named Dane Wigington, who has a radio show on geoengineering the weather, and to give that a crack, does anyone remember Operation Popeye in Vietnam, where they made the monsoon last a little bit longer, or do they remember the snow that they made happen for the Beijing Olympics? And has anyone heard of HAARP? That's all capital letters, H-A-A-R-P, which is all about weather control, way back in the 60s or 50s, when President Johnson said, he who controls the weather is able to control the world. So if you're in California or wherever you are, mm-hmm. if you're seeing flash freezes or droughts, it's kind of interesting to kind of look at those real entities that could be causing some of that, not to mention chemtrails, which a lot of people just mm-hmm. write off as condensation. So that's my take on the weather, and it's really kind of scary because that's just another control mechanism. So
very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and you're blessed to have Dane up there in Mount Shasta, California, watching his home be destroyed. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Mary and St. Pete. Appreciate the telephone call. Yeah, you never know. I mean, I know there's a lot of different experimental programs and so forth that we've heard about over the years, but obviously, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if any of that kind of stuff, you know, ever pans out. Honestly, I know that especially, and I would think probably back in the 50s, is probably where the genesis of a lot of this kind of stuff might be, in terms of, hey, could we do this? Hey, we could try that. What happens if we electrify this or that? Or what if we run a 10 million volts through that? You know, it's, I think that's kind of the genesis of that kind of stuff, but we'll have to see. But it's always interesting to think about. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Well, one other control mechanism that's out there, right? Something else, I mean, Marion St. Pete was talking about controlling the weather, but what about controlling the narrative, right? Controlling the message, as we sort of swerve back into politics here. Controlling the message is so important, and that's exactly the kind of thing I think we were hearing from Karine Jean-Pierre right before we went back to the break or came up to the top of the hour. And this notion, of course, yeah, we look at the polls, but we don't really look at the polls, but, you know, we tell people what we're doing. And that's a way of trying to control the narrative. Controlling the narrative means, you know, no matter what's happening in reality, that people could just walk out their front door and say, hey, what's happening out here today? Well, then you have to have a narrator come along and say, what your eyes are seeing is X, Y, and Z. Even though demonstrably you can say, well, what I'm perceiving is, you know, A, B, and C. They say, oh, no, it's not A, B, and C. It's X, Y, and Z. It's and this is why it's that way. Well, but it doesn't add up, you know. 4 doesn't equal 5. Well, maybe it could, you know. If I have enough gravity and I do this and all that, I can make this kind of work, you know. In other words, you come up with a bizarre explanation for things. Well, let's listen into Janet Yellen. That's a kind of a weird transition, isn't it? Let's listen into Janet Yellen here, where she is explaining on an interview done on CNBC. And she's, of course, the Treasury Secretary, talking with Andrew Ross Sorkin. And she's saying that it's our job, I guess, meaning the government's job or the Treasury Department's job, to explain that President Biden has what he's done to improve the economy. Let's listen in.
Madam Secretary, it may be good news for Americans, but it doesn't seem to be showing up in the polls.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so just let me preface that again here real quick. So they were talking about some of these numbers that in and of themselves numbers that would be give up cause for some good outlook on the economy. And again, things do run in cycles and so forth, so you start maybe to see the building blocks of those things. But that's why that comment is there, you know, these numbers. But as you heard him start to say, but wait a minute, people feel differently about this. Let's continue.
For President Biden, and I also want to read you something. A recent poll by the New York Times and Siena College finding 59% of voters under 30 rate the economy as poor. So, you know, philosophically and sort of intellectually, you can look at a lot of these numbers and say, this is a great economy in so many ways on a relative basis to history and the like. But at the same time, you have poll numbers and others saying that they don't feel it.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And I think it's our job to explain to Americans what President Biden has done to improve the economy. I think as inflation comes down, prices stop rising, and the labor market remains strong, Americans will begin to see that we have made meaningful progress. And importantly, the administration is making investments in America that will show up in improved conditions and more availability of good jobs in many parts of the country that have not seen a lot of progress. We've had good economic results on the coasts. Many parts of the country over the last several decades have been left behind. And now, as a result of the trifecta of legislation that's been passed, the Infrastructure Bill, the CHIPS and Science Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, we've had over $500 billion in manufacturing investments that have been announced. We're beginning to see some of those come to fruition, a new battery belt.
Okay, so you kind of see where she's going with this, right? Okay, we'll stop right there. Okay, one of the coolest things I have ever heard Dana Perino say, and I so much enjoyed listening to her and her perspective, her experience. Of course, she used to be the White House press secretary. Of course, now you know she's very popular on Fox News as a commentator. You know, one of the coolest things I ever heard her say, and I'm pretty sure it was Dana Perino, and she said, "Look, if you're explaining, you're losing." Okay? And so what I was hearing there in Janet Yellen, and maybe it's all true. Maybe it's all true. But the idea that you have to kind of keep going down the list of these things, and honestly they're kind of a little esoteric, and he's done this, and this place was left behind, and it's been decades, and now it's this, and so forth. And like I said, maybe it's all true. But it sure does sound like a whole lot of talking about something that should be very simple to encapsulate. Because, again, why do people feel the way they do about the economy or about their own personal place in the economy? Maybe that's even a better way to put it, their own personal place in it, because they see certain practical aspects that have sort of come together in some form or another in order to make them perceive that way. And it wasn't because they just have misinterpreted everything. It's because they really do feel that pressure. And so, again, if you're explaining, you're losing, it should be an easy, it should be a slam dunk. It should be something you walk out there and go, you know, hey, look at this and this and this. And guess what? You know, things are cheaper. And if and until people see that, they can do all the explaining they want, but it's not really going to make that big a difference. Folks, stay right there. We got a lot more to tell you about. Gonna pay a couple of bills, and we are coming right back.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
USA News Update. Israel continues to hunt for Hamas terrorists. Intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza. Hamas uses sites like hospitals to conduct war, knowing they're safe from aerial bombardment. The United States and Israel are negotiating with terrorists. As Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were brutally taken during the October 7th murderous rampage by Hamas in Israel. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday. The public will be able to pay their respects at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. That'll take place November 27th. A private funeral service will be held November 29th at the Carter Family Residence in Plains, Georgia. Today is officially National Entrepreneurs Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, well, that puts us in a good mood. Literally, no matter what, I mean, with that song, I think that's that's just a given at that point. King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, a little Bossa Nova baby. And, folks, don't forget, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, we are proud to say that we can offer, once again, the telephone line, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And, as an added bonus, you do not have to have your credit card information standing by or at the ready, all right? We take your call, no charge. But at any rate, folks, we have a lot more to tell you about on the program today. Let's listen in here real quick because, you know, we did have President Xi come and visit President Biden at the APEC summit in San Francisco. And I so much appreciate what Bill Maher said about this, and that is, it proves that the city could be cleaned up. You know, if there's a will to do it. Now, of course, he was, you know, by the way, if you missed the program the other night, the context of his comment about that, he was saying, let me explain to you why Trump is just killing it. And because of the incompetence in so many ways of the Democrat administrations, whether it's the city or the federal level, this kind of thing. And so, again, Bill Maher, who's definitely not a conservative and not a Republican and certainly is a left-leaning person for sure, for him to come out and say these kinds of things, again, you know, he likes to tweak the left anyway, I think. And so that accomplishes that. But at the same time, he's saying something that I think everybody, you know, practically agrees with. And that is, look, you know, the Democrats could have cleaned up San Francisco, you know, a year ago. I mean, they could have cleaned it up a lot in recent times. And there's just not the political will to do it. But suddenly here comes President Xi, and now there's this huge political will to do this. Suddenly the streets get cleaned up. Suddenly people get sort of moved on. The tent encampments are gone from the sidewalks. So it is doable. It's not something that just simply cannot be done. And it was demonstrated that it could be done. So I'm glad that he called out the administration there in San Francisco and so forth about this. Now, should you meet with Xi in the first place? Now, of course, President Trump did meet with President Xi, as I recall. I think he went to Mar-a-Lago, correct? But here's Ron DeSantis. He was on Newsmax TV in a town hall, and he had this to say about meeting with President Xi, potentially. So let's listen in.
Sorry. Governor Newsom beamed up the city of San Francisco in anticipation of President Xi coming to visit. Would you welcome President Xi in Florida?
No, we wouldn't do that. I think that when you see what happens, he went over to China and groveled to Xi, and then they do all this. Like, this San Francisco is a pigsty, but because it's Xi, then they do all this stuff. They actually clean the feces off the sidewalk. They cleaned up some of the drug use, all this stuff. But it just shows you, you know, that's the boss coming in there, that these guys are all genuflect. You saw these CEOs paying $40,000 to be able to sit there and dine with them. They did a standing ovation when he gave a speech. That's not how I roll with this. I think China is a threat to this country. I think we need to decouple our economy from China. We rely on China for pharmaceuticals, things involving military equipment, all these things that are key to national survival. We got to go through China? Why would we want to put ourselves in that predicament? So this has happened over many decades. A lot of people on Wall Street made money, there's no question, but it has weakened this country and it has strengthened an adversary. We were promised that if you do most favored nation and put them in the WTO, that China would become more democratic. It's been the opposite. They're much more authoritarian today than they were 20, 25 years ago, and their military is much stronger today than it was 20, 25 years ago.
So there you have Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, and you know he's laying down the law, pretty solidly there, and of course also you know echoing this idea that well yeah they could clean up San Francisco pretty much any time they wanted to, but we could clean up all the other American cities pretty much any time we want to. There just needs to be the will to do it, and I think. A better way that perhaps has not yet been fully fleshed out, but certainly a better way than what we're seeing right now in terms of dealing with these encampments and dealing with this pervasive issue of homelessness where you have these tent cities or these tent encampments. As I recall, I think that might have been, I think the fire and the 10 freeway there in Los Angeles, East LA Interchange, was deliberately set. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, but you see people, especially in the LA area, living under these underpasses and things like that. So something is bound to happen, or they're living in the shadow of these big buildings or the downtown area and so forth, and there's just a recipe for disaster for a myriad reasons, right? But so yes, they can clean it up anytime they want, so we got to deal with that. But to get back to what Governor DeSantis was talking about in terms of President Xi's visit, you still need to engage, and I'm sure the governor would agree with that. You still need to engage, but I think the way that you do that is not the way President Biden did it, with sort of this sort of softball thing that happened, But you have the president of another country, especially a country where, yes, you do business, and yes, there's an adversarial aspect to it, and yes, there's always a little bit of tension, and, you know, yes, it's not the same thing as if you're entertaining, you know, the Prime Minister of England or something. That's a different sort of whole vibe and connotation, right? But if you're going to be entertaining the leader of China, President Xi, well, then have something concrete that you know has to get accomplished. Your advance teams have to be able to start ironing this out. And then if you don't want it to seem like it's this sort of love fest that happens, well, you can always manipulate it in a different way. Because you'd want to be able to demonstrate that you have this agreement, and hopefully, and by definition, you want it to be favorable in the extreme to the United States so that you have an accomplishment, you know, and certainly you've got to get an agreement that everybody is going to agree to. There's no doubt about that. But you'd want to be able to work that visit so that you don't have this sort of, as I said, the sort of softball air to the whole thing. So you engage, but you engage from a position of strength, and you engage from a position of saying, look, you know, we're accomplishing this on our behalf, and yes, you're a guest here, but, you know, you're not the main event, right? The president, no matter what party they're from and so forth, I mean, when this kind of thing, they need to be the main event. All right, let's head over here to the telephone lines. I think we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, checking in with us this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm good. I just really enjoy this opportunity to contribute to your discussion group here. About negotiations, there's only one way to negotiate, and you have to negotiate from a position of advantage. You know, that's the only way. You need leverage, you need advantage. That's the way Trump used to negotiate.
Bingo. I'm glad you said that. That's exactly, that's right on the money. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm thinking of Israel now, you know. They've got to tell, you know, Hamas, listen, we got more guns, bottom line. We got the biggest gang on the block, and you negotiate according to our, you know, requirements, period. That's the way to negotiate, if you can. You know, you want to negotiate from a position of strength and advantage. Can I talk about the cadaver in the White House for a minute?
Well, you know, we're going to head up to a break. If you want to hold on over the break, then you have a little bit more time on the other side. But that's what I would suggest. So if you want to hold on there, Neil, we're going to come back in a couple minutes from our hard break here. And if you want to stay there, we'll talk to you on the other side.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. Just outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been to Henderson and, of course, been to Las Vegas many times. And it's not really that far away from me when you think about it. But, folks, stay right there because we have so much more to tell you about here on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. And we're going to be right back after this. So don't go anywhere.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are going through this Tuesday edition of the program. And here we are, folks, coming into the final segment of the program for the morning. And once again, glad that you're there. And thank you for holding on through some of our technical difficulties earlier. They could not be helped, but we're glad everything kind of got restored pretty quickly by comparison. And thanks again. Thanks again for the encouragement. And thanks again for holding on there with us. And but again, that's the radio biz. Sometimes stuff like that happens, and we keep going. That's what we do here. Well, speaking of keeping going, let's bring in Neil in Henderson, Nevada, holding patiently on the telephone there. Neil, good morning again.
Good morning, Kyle.
And you had a comment that you wanted to make real quick? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I know quickly because limited time here. Just to follow up on Hamas, I don't think you want to negotiate with Hamas. The only conditions, in my opinion, would be this. Throw down your weapons and release the hostages. That's the only way we're going to negotiate. Other than that, you want to wipe them out, you know? There's no other options, okay? It's like unconditional surrender and release the hostages, or we keep this going. That's just my opinion.
Well, you know, but that's what Israel's kind of doing, right? I mean, and this is why they're coming under such criticism, because this notion that you are dealing with a group like Hamas that really can't be dealt with or reasoned with in that regard, this isn't a normal situation, and Israel is trying to eradicate them. So it is exactly what you're talking about. I mean, they feel like they have no choice.
They don't. I mean, you can use whatever word you want. You know, eliminate, eradicate, demolish, you know, destroy. But there's, you know, and you can't trust them. It's like throw down your weapons, unconditional surrender, release the hostages, period. I'd like to jump to, you know, the cadaver again, who's roaming the White House. And I was on the phone, I was on your show last night with Frank.
Right.
And I think we had a little disagreement, you know, because I happen to be a fan of Alexander Hamilton. It sounds like he has an admiration for Thomas Jefferson, which I have no regard for Thomas Jefferson. I just wanted to add some clarification that I couldn't do last night.
Sure.
When I was a grad student, one of my professors asked me, Neil, do you know what Jeffersonian democracy is? At the time, I really didn't have an answer for him, but he told me. Jeffersonian democracy is, Jefferson wanted the federal government to be subordinate to state governments, okay? What we have today is we have federal supremacy, the supremacy of the United States Constitution.
Right.
Okay? The state governments are subordinate to federal government. Jefferson didn't want that. He worked to protect and continue the plantation aristocracy, you know, and the institution of slavery. Now, this does relate to what I'm talking about today. The progressive liberals do not want a strong president, okay? And I think I made a point. I don't have enough time to really outline it, and I'm not here to give a history lesson. But I pointed out, and I think Frank agreed with me, as long as you have a president, as long as you have a Democrat occupying the White House and a Democrat as president of the United States, our criminal justice system is bankrupt because all of those agencies, the FBI, CIA, ATF, IRS, State Department, they are all subordinate to the president. And the president and his administration dictate, you know, what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He runs the Justice Department, basically, or it answers to him.
Let me just jump ahead again. I think this is worth saying again. I want to talk about insurrection, all right? Andrew Weissman needs to be indicted, arrested, and tried for insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
His boss, Robert Mueller, needs to be indicted, arrested, and tried for insurrection. Add James Comey to that. Add John Brennan to that. Add James Clapper to that. These five big players, and there are more, you know, they colluded, they plotted, conspired, advanced an overthrow of a duly elected president of the United States and his administration. In a time of war, I think that would be considered treason.
Well, and certainly if there ever is a changeover in the administration, you know, then you have a different point of view, perhaps from not just from the top of the Justice Department, but maybe other attorneys general or federal attorneys, this kind of thing. You might find that something like that would be investigated or at least broached.
Well, you know, just to repeat some of what I said last night. You know, the problem is, you know, we have a cadaver in the White House. He's a Democrat. I don't think he's even, I think there's somebody behind the curtain. I think the guy behind the curtain could be, I think, Ron Klain, whatever, former White House Chief of Staff. I know he resigned, But I believe he's part of the shadow. He could be calling the shots.
Well, but yeah, I think it's hard to believe that Biden is sitting there behind the Resolute desk making all these decisions and doing president stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, let's be realistic about things, all right? He's not agile enough. He's just not sharp enough at this point. You know, he's got some, you know, medical handicap going on. There was another part of this, dimension to this also, is that if you have control of the executive branch by a Democrat, all those agencies are going to fall in line behind him. And until there's a change, oh, this is the other point I wanted to make. I made this last night. I compared Donald Trump to Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln had to confront the plantation aristocracy. Okay, this touches base with Jefferson and his vision for the country. Lincoln had to confront that power elite, the plantation aristocracy. Trump is doing the same thing. He's confronting the shadow government, the deep state. They are running the country right now. They are in charge. And the point I want to make and emphasize, they are not going to give up their power, you know, voluntarily.
Well, that's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I have a deep doubt Trump can get reelected. And what astonishes me, they're saying Biden has a 40% approval rating. Who are they kidding? 40%?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And a lot of that, I think, goes to just the deep divisions in the country. I don't know that they're approving of Biden, but in some ways they're disapproving of Trump. In some ways, but in others, it's just that, well, I'm a Democrat, I've always been a Democrat, I'm not going to suddenly change horses here. So I think that accounts
maybe
for some of it.
Maybe that's an explanation. I just reject that poll. That could be an explanation. Okay, I'm not going to discredit it.
Yeah.
But for me, to suggest he has a 40% approval rating, he's got to be in the single digits. What, are you kidding?
Well, especially with young people. Young people, I know for a fact, are not big Biden fans. I mean, they may be more progressive fans or they're Democrat fans, but they don't look to Biden as being their standard bearer. But I tell you what, Neil, I appreciate the call very much. We're going to start heading out to the end of the program, but hopefully we'll talk to you again maybe tomorrow night on the program or whenever you have a chance to call back.
All right. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. We appreciate the call very much. And interesting, very interesting discussion with Neil this morning. That's for sure. And, I tell you what, folks, if you have something you'd like to say, you can always call us here at the program, 949-822-7959. And we are going to be heading out to break here in just a few moments, or heading out to break, actually, heading out to the end of the program for this morning. And it has been a very interesting program. We did have some pretty interesting calls, I do have to say that. And those of you listening earlier, I think you know what I'm talking about. And we definitely appreciate hearing from Neil. We heard from Mary as well. And definitely had a very unique program, I think, this morning, especially with some of these technical issues that we experienced. But we persevered, and you stuck with us, and you persevered as well. It is very much appreciated, and we are very happy that you're there. And, folks, it's the Tuesday edition, coming to the end of this. So go out there this morning, make it a great day, and we're going to see you bright and early for the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there, everybody.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.